Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
I'm WUWM's Excaret Nunez. Every day, thousands of people visit the Milwaukee County Zoo to see the animals they love, whether it's the adorable otters, roaring tigers, or giant elephants. These animals live their lives on display. But most of us don't know what happens after they die. That prompted Bubbler Talk listener Terry Puick Sandberg to ask,
what happens to the bodies of the animals that die at the Milwaukee County Zoo?
To find out, I took a trip to the zoo to meet Tim Wild, the zoo's large mammal curator.
Well, the first thing we do is we call the vet staff. They come down, they confirm everything that we know. And
he says every animal that meets its end at the zoo is required to get a necropsy. Necropsy is just a fancy word for animal autopsy. And the smallest to biggest creatures you can think of get one, from starfish to giraffes. They're transported to the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine.
This is our necropsy facility. As you can hear with the echo, it's cavernous, like a gymnasium.
That's David Gasper. He's a veterinary anatomic pathologist who performs necropsies on zoo animals from across Wisconsin. He searches for clues about the animal's health, a sort of disease detective.
So we do a complete external physical exam, just like your veterinarian would when you bring your dog in, head to tail, so everything gets measured and described, and then we'll do an internal examination.
Next, they preserve parts of the animals on slides to get a closer look.
We try to match up what we found, and every one of those changes, whether it's normal or abnormal, it could be an age-related change, or it could be a tumor, or it could be an abscess, all of those things we look at under the microscope. This giant microscope sitting next to us is where I spend three or four times as much time as I do doing the necropsies.
Gasper says what veterinary pathologists find can be used to improve the care of living animals both in the zoo and in the wild. After the necropsy is done, Gasper says there are four different ways an animal's remains can be disposed of. There's cremation, burial on zoo grounds, composting, and something called alkaline digestion. A quick warning that this next part is a bit graphic.
Alkaline digestion is a process where we put the remains into a lye solution under high pressure, and it dissolves pretty much everything except the bones, and the bones at the end of the day are basically dust. Essentially a giant instant pot with lye.
Gasper says the digester is used in particular to destroy things like an elephant's ivory tusks or a tiger's teeth, which poachers might try to find. The Milwaukee County Zoo also doesn't publicly disclose burial sites to prevent poaching. The zoo doesn't hold memorial services for the animals. But Gasper says they're still mourned. He says he creates keepsakes for zookeepers by taking paw or hoof prints of nearly every animal that comes for a necropsy.
The human-animal bond is something that it deeply affects everyone. They're taken care of in the same capacity with the same concern as I would my dog or my cat. And so these are important things to give back.
Tim Wild with the Milwaukee County Zoo says an animal's remains continue educating people.
The UW Zoological Museum takes a lot of the skeletons for their collection for educational reasons there. We might bring horns or antlers or part of the hides back. There's a lot of samples that might go to researchers throughout the country. So there's lots of different ways that that animal can continue to help educate not just us, but people all over.
Bubbler Talk listener Terry Puick Sandberg says she's surprised to learn about all the work that happens after an animal dies at the zoo.
I got far more information than I ever thought was going to be possible. Like I said, I thought it was just, I put them on a truck and off they go somewhere. I had no idea there were all those different ways. I had no idea about the necropsy. I had no concept.
So the next time you go to the zoo, take a moment to appreciate not just the living animals in front of you, but all that happens behind the scenes when they're gone.
Support for Bubbler Talk comes from UW Credit Union. What have you always wanted to know about the Milwaukee area? Visit WUWM.com/bubblertalk to submit your question.